Good morning, and welcome to Get Focused Radio, a show designed to help you refocus when life gets in the way. It is Thursday, May 10th, and I am your host, Kate Hennessy, coming to you live from the GTA, beautiful, historical downtown Bowmanville, Ontario. Please be sure to check out my website at getfocusedradio.com. I have a lot of things to share and many upcoming events. Now, every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, my show, Get Focused, will be featured weekly here on blogtalkradio.com. The topic of our show today is Soaring Above Adversities with my special guest, Sue London. I'm thrilled to have Sue on. She's known for helping people create the life they desire. She hosts a radio show on this topic called Get Inspired and empowers audiences through her dynamic, motivational speaking. Sue encourages people to adopt a positive attitude and stay true to their dreams, as she has personally done so successfully in her own life. Sue is a Reiki master and spiritual life coach and provides distant healing services around the globe to both people and animals. In her earlier adult life, Sue experienced a series of challenges. They included Crohn's disease, abuse, life-or-death pregnancy, a near-death experience, and being told that she had just 30 minutes to live. After all of that, she learned her husband of 16 years had a girlfriend. Sue got a divorce, became empowered, and took control of her own life. And that is when her healing began. Sue's disease went away. Not only did she survive, but she went on to thrive and create an entirely new life. Sue has wanted to help others cope with adversities in their life, and she wrote a book, which I recommend everyone gets, called Soar Above It All. This book weaves in her true life experiences with relationship issues, self-esteem challenges, back-to-back health threats, and coping with near death. She's also authored two children's books that are delightful, and she's here today with us to help you learn tools and techniques that will help you create the life you desire. To learn more about Sue, go to AskSueLondon.com. Sue, welcome to the show.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. I love having you. You know, you and I, we can talk forever. So much to talk about today. I know. Before we get started with my questions for you, I want to share with our listeners our call-in number so they can have the opportunity to call in with their questions. That number is 646-200-3268. Again, call in at 646-200-3268. Look forward to having a chat with anyone out there. And Sue, as you know, I've read your book, Soar Above It All. Loved it. Absolutely amazing
Thank
and inspiring,
you.
All the things you've been through, the challenges that you faced. Can you share with us some of the key challenges and how did you face the adversity in some of those?
Sure, yeah. Well, I would have to say my journey really started May of 1989. Mm-hmm. When I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease, and my doctor told me that it was a disease that I would just have to learn to live with for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Well, I went on to make a lot of positive changes in my life, and mm-hmm. as a result, I went on to heal that disease the doctors told me was incurable. It is completely healed. So to
completely.
Say no folks, it is
That's
completely healed.
Remarkable.
Right, and so then what happened, I was still having challenges in 1993. I became pregnant with my second daughter. Mm-hmm. And when I became pregnant, it was like the disease flared up. And I lost like 80 pounds, or sorry, my weight went down to 80 pounds. I lost about 60 pounds within weeks. And I was hospitalized. Yeah, well, and I'm not a tiny person, let me tell you. I lost all this weight. I was hospitalized. I was there for about 5 months. And the doctor said to me, you know what, you're getting worse, not better. I was, you know, hooked up on IVs and dehydrated. Both ends were constantly going. It was pretty bad. Like, it was like a real chronic morning sickness. And so one day the doctor came in and said, listen, we can't let you keep going like this. You're going to have to make a choice. Either you live or the baby, which one? And so I made the choice of firing my doctor, and I got a new one. And I, you know, said to the doctor that, you know, this was happening for a reason, and I was going to stay pregnant, and that I was going to deliver a beautiful child, and we were both going to come out of this pretty healthy. So yeah. The doctor was dumbfounded.
They thought you were crazy.
oh, yeah, like I should be committed at this point, right?
Yeah.
And so the new doctor that I got was an animal lover. And when they heard that, you know, I had this dog at home that I hadn't seen for a long time, and he was sitting by the front door crying and not eating as a result of missing me, I was becoming more depressed and, you know, in a real negative state because I just didn't have a normal life, and I was missing all of the things like my dog and my little girl that I had at home. And so the next day, my doctor prescribed to my family to bring my dog down to the hospital. And so the next day, the nurse came into my room and said, you know, she had this surprise out on the balcony for me. I knew it was Rocky there waiting for me. And I have to tell you that this strength that came over me was something like I could never explain to anyone unless you've experienced it. But what happened at that point with my health, I was so weak because I was losing weight so much. I was dehydrated. I was deficient. I couldn't even walk 4 feet to the washroom. And when that nurse came in my room and said, well, I'm just going to go get a wheelchair. We've got this surprise out there for you. Something came over my body that I can't explain. It was like this strength filled me and this strong determination. And I got out of bed and I thought, okay, I'm going to go. I'm not waiting for that nurse with that wheelchair. I'm going to go see Rocky now. And I got up and I grabbed the IV pole and I just focused. I was going to go from the bed to the door. It was one step at a time. I got up and I grabbed the IV pole. Inch by inch, I got to the door. And I kept focusing. I'm going to see my dog. I'm going to see my dog. Then I got out in the hall, and I grabbed the railing, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to see Rocky. I'm just going to focus on seeing Rocky. And I grabbed that one hand with the IV pole and the other hand gripping onto that railing, and I started walking down the hall, and I got down. And as soon as I got in sight of him at the door, this strength that came over me is something, like I said, I can't explain unless you've experienced it. Mm-hmm. I felt so strong. I felt almost like I was being healed just seeing him. And I opened the door, and he jumped up into my arms, and he was licking my face, and I was crying tears like you wouldn't believe. And I went home 2 days later, and that dog never left my side. So that was me experiencing the healing power of pet therapy in big-time, mm-hmm. you know, motion. Yeah. Yeah. And I went on to deliver a beautiful baby girl that just this
healthy
past weekend,
and, yeah.
She's healthy, she's happy, and she's just moved out and into her first apartment this past weekend. So, you know, that was the huge thing, you know, going through that. And then in 1996, I was having problems with my health, and we had moved into a new house. And we'd been pulling out a lot of trees, and, you know, when you pull trees out, there's roots, and there's a lot of pulling in that, right? And my insides, my stomach area felt funny, but it didn't feel Crohn's-like symptoms. It felt just different. So I went to the doctor, and they said, oh, yeah, you just tore a muscle in your stomach from pulling trees out and that. So I thought, you know, that made sense. So as the day passed, my health got worse fast. And I was rushed back into the hospital, and while I was sitting in the waiting room, the department, I collapsed on the floor, and my intestine had burst. They rushed me in, and I was laying there, and they said, you know what, your intestine have burst, you have 30 minutes to live. Who do you want to say goodbye to? And that was a huge, you know, moment for me, like, who would I say goodbye to? Did I have any regrets? No regrets. I just wanted my children and my dog, but there wasn't time. And then what happened, within minutes later, I went and I had a near-death experience. And I was at a point where I wanted to cross over because emotionally I thought, what kind of a mother am I to my children in and out of hospitals? And what I hadn't shared with people was that I was married to somebody who was never around, couldn't understand why, and he was abusive. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, it had to be me. It had to be me that I was the reason for all of this. And so I was at that white light in the tunnel, and it was my grandpa. My grandpa Buck was there, and he stopped me. And he said, Susie, it's not your time. You need to go back. You have millions of people and animals you need to help heal. And I thought, okay. And honestly, if there was anyone else who had stopped me in that tunnel to tell me that, I wouldn't have believed them. But my angels and God picked that right person, because if anyone could get through, it was my Grandpa Buck. And so I came back and I, you know, got out of the hospital and learned that my husband had a girlfriend for 14 of the 16 years of our marriage. We went through a divorce that was pretty challenging. And then that's, you know, the stress left, the disease went away. And then I started my healing towards journey, my healing, you know, journey. And then while I was working on myself, going to Toastmasters and, you know, becoming confident again, that's when I met Mr. Wright 5 years later. And I've been married to my mentor from Toastmasters, Ross, and together we go around the world.
Oh,
and
that,
we are,
and that's where you met?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And of course, like all of your, you know, and of course, obviously, all of the healing has come too through, you know, your health and everything else has come through.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've become a much stronger individual through all of this, right?
Yeah.
You didn't let these crises get to you. They didn't conquer you. You conquered them.
Yeah,
I know that
you
go ahead, Sue.
No, I was just going to say, you know how what I really had to do was shift my mind to think that, you know what, stop being the victim, get out of the victim role, and look at, why is this happening? What's the reason behind this? What do I have to learn from this? And what do I have to let go? And that's, you know, I would go through those steps and then do different techniques to release and let go of all the emotional baggage and stuff like that. And that was the huge step for me to do.
Well, exactly. I think that's the whole, you know, if you don't let it go, and women do tend to allow themselves to become victims, and that's where you really want to say, hey, no, I'm not. You know, the answer appears when you stop focusing on the problem.
That, exactly,
you know?
And when you focus
on
the
really
solution.
The solution, exactly. And I know that Rocky, now, is Rocky still part of the family?
Well, what happened in 2001 when Ross came into my life, Rocky's health started going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the interesting thing. I got him 8 months before I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And he was a dog that was supposed to be put down because there was no home for him. And I gave him a home thinking I'm saving his life, and he saved my life over and over with all these challenges.
Yeah.
So what happened... I'm you know, I'm healthy now, and I got rid of the ex, the abuse is gone, and stress is gone, and, you know, I'm in this great place, right? So what happened, Mr. Wright, who my husband Ross, when he came into my life, I met him September, actually 2001, 9/11, it was that day, I met him at Toastmasters, and that's a whole other meant-to-be story behind that, how I met him. But what happened... That's when Rocky's health started going downhill. And then what happened, December of that year, Rocky passed peacefully away in my arms with Ross at my side. And, you know, I always say that, you know, Rocky didn't leave me until he had found his replacement. And if you've ever been to any of my events, you'll see my husband stand up and say, yes, folks, I am the dog's replacement. And, you know, he thought that was kind of like mean when I say, you're my dog's replacement. But that dog meant so much to me. And, you know, it was just my little angel. And now Ross has taken over being my angel and my hero and my best friend, like Rocky was.
Well, I know if anyone wants to have a little bit more insight into Rocky and their own pets and how they can certainly be of help to all of us, I would suggest someone pick up your children's book, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. It's great. It's very inspiring. And you really get a feeling for what he has meant to you. I know that, you know, you obviously, you enjoy helping people. That's what you do. I've known you for a while, and that's what you do. And I know that you have services, actually, that you provide. Can you give us some idea of, you know, what you would help other people do with regards to them moving forward in their life?
Sure. Well, I'm a spiritual life coach now, and I basically help people to let go of their stuff, to heal physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. I'm also a Reiki master, and I teach people how to do healings on themselves, on their loved ones, on their pets, how to help their pets. Because what people don't know about pets is that if they're pet therapy animals, they work with people in hospitals or nursing homes, animals will take on the energy of the patients that they're working with. And they could become sick if they don't take, like, clear that energy. So I teach people how to do that for their pets as well. And sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, well, you know, you're such a positive influence on people. And any time we've ever spoken, and this is really just touching a small amount of what you've been through. We've skimmed over the real depth of the things that you've been through in your life, and as I say, come out of it in such a positive person. Who are some of the positive influences that have helped you create the life you've gotten to have?
Well, I would say, my husband Ross. I'm probably many wives wouldn't say that, but I can honestly tell you that this man has really changed my life. Believe it or not, I was a person that, you know, when you go through abuse, you've got a lot of worthy issues, no confidence, no self-esteem. And during my childhood years in school, I never had to give a speech because I was so fearful of being the center of attention. I was scared of making a mistake and messing up in that. Then I, you know, get involved and married this my first husband, and my self-esteem went down even more. So when I met Ross, he became my mentor from Toastmasters, and he really helped me to let go of that fear of standing out and being the center of attention. So he's been a huge mentor, and every time I do a talk, he's right there, and he still, you know, critiques me like I ask him because I want to continuously grow to new levels. And
sure.
So he's been a huge part for me. Louise Hay was another one. She's got a great book called You Can Heal Your Life. It's by Louise L. Hay. And her book, I was given her book when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And it really showed me how our emotions are really a part of our health. And if you look up the meaning of Crohn's disease, it means fear of everything, you know, fear of success, fear of future, fear of center of attention, you name it. And I had all of that. So when I became aware of what my emotional state was like, I started that was, you know, a huge part of my healing.
Yeah.
And then also Dr. Bernie Siegel has been huge to me for two things. That I was given his book, Medicine and Miracles, and he talked in there about becoming empowered and stand up for yourself. And after reading his book, it was that, his words, that, you know, really showed me, wait a minute, a doctor's telling me to abort a child because I'm sick? No. And that helped me to become empowered to stand up and say, no, that this is happening for a reason. I'll get a new doctor, a second opinion. And then I would have to say my another big influence would be Jack Canfield. He has been my personal mentor, my coach, and he really, if you want to have your butt kicked, you don't tell that man you can't do something. And he's really helped me to soar, and it's been wonderful, and I'm actually going to be featured in his next book that's coming out.
Oh, are you?
So, yeah, I am. I haven't told you that yet.
Say that again. What was
Jack
his name again?
Canfield.
Jack Canfield. Okay.
Yeah, he's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's
got
a book
right.
coming out. Yeah, he's got a book coming out, People Who Succeed. And so we have to do the interview process. And so it's not going to be out for another year or so. It's a long
exciting.
Process.
Yeah. Now, I know you've got a lot of things going on right now, exciting guests coming up on your show. I think that you're working on another book. Now, can you share with us a story of someone, these are the people that have helped you get to where you are, share with us a story of someone that you've helped, that you've changed their life, because I know you have.
Okay. Well, I can tell you one. There was a girl that came to me for coaching. She came to me. When I do the coaching, by the way, folks, I do it over the phone. So we don't can be anywhere in the world and we can do this. And this girl had phoned me and wanted to know if I could help her to release the guilt she had of her baby having cancer. She was very depressed, the mother herself, because she felt so guilty that it was her fault her baby had this disease. And so she came to me, and we worked on releasing the guilt and looking at, you know, what was the reason, what could she learn from this. And she went on to take her Reiki training with me. She took her level one Reiki, her level two, and her master level with me. And what happened, after she did the first level, her daughter had to go to the hospital again. Her daughter at this point is 2.5 years old when she had to go in for this surgery. And with what I did with this girl, like the mother, she learned how to do Reiki at a distance. So while her little girl's under surgery, she still felt empowered she could help her by doing the distant Reiki on her. And as we were working together, I, you know, helped her to open up, to become aware of the gifts that she had, because she was so consumed with this guilt, she wasn't aware of all the messages and the guidance that she was getting, where I helped her to open up with that. And so what ended up happening, as a result of the mother working on herself, clearing her stuff, the little girl's cancer went away. And the little girl, they were part of the Children's Wish Foundation, and the little girl had, you know, was able to make a wish, and they asked her, what was your wish? And she said that she wanted to meet the lady that had helped put a smile on her mummy's face. So
wow.
That day, it was 2 years ago in May, that she came over to our house, and we picked every tulip we had in our garden. And she gave me a big hug, and she says, thank you for being mommy's angel. So that was really one that really stands out big.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, now the mother's doing great, and so the little girl's cancer's gone. So
completely gone. How old is she now?
She'd be five. I think she's five
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Do you still, do you stay in touch still?
I do. Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking that if you know you gave that to the mom, and that seems like such a simple technique, a simple change, right? That people can use, you know, to heal and move forward. Do people hire you for training and coaching? How did would they go about that to get in touch with you and anything that they might need, even with Reiki or life coaching, anything like that? How would we get in touch with you?
Okay, well, you can go to my website, has more information. It's asksuelondon.com. You can also email me at sue@asksuelondon.com. Send me an email. I wouldn't phone me, because what's happening for me is that my husband and I are starting a new journey. We are having a new house built, and with all the techniques I do, we do visualization and that, we sold our house in 3 hours. And so our new house isn't even going to be built yet. So we have to go and live temporary housing. We're living at the Hilton. So, tough life, eh? They're cooking our meals and bringing us room service.
Cleaning, you know, yes.
Yeah,
I feel for you, too.
I know. So, but we'll be able to take our dogs with us, so that's great. You know, that was our
Perfect.
Main, how we got in there. But so if you email me at sue@asksuelondon.com, I'm getting the emails in my BlackBerry as well as in my computer and everywhere, so
okay.
I can connect with you right away.
Well, share with our viewers when your radio shows are on. I know you have a couple, and how the listeners can connect to them.
Sure. Well, my radio show is on every Thursday, and again, there's some changes happening with that. This week, the show will be heard at the time it's always been heard, at 3 p.m. Pacific time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern time. But come next week, on the 17th, I'm being changed to a new time slot. My show's gotten so popular that I've gotten a better time slot given to me. So the show
Perfect.
Will be aired at 2 p.m. Pacific, which is 5 p.m. Eastern time. And if you go to my website, asksuelondon.com, you can see how to connect with the show. You can phone in. You can see the list of the guests. We've got Bob Barker coming on May the 31st.
I heard. That's exciting.
So, I'm really excited about that. And we're going to talk a lot about animals. He's really a huge animal advocate.
He's a huge advocate, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be a might want
exciting stuff for you. Yeah.
It
yeah.
Is.
Well,
yeah,
I'll definitely be tuning into that because he's one of my favorite people, too.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. So, yeah, so it's like every day, you know, my husband doesn't call me his wife. He calls me his adventure. And we really feel like we are on an adventure because it's like what, you know, my grandpa said in the tunnel. It's, you know, my mission is to help people and animals. And it's like Ross and I have all these trips come up. And wherever we go, we're being kind of guided to help somebody heal. So it's really, it is, it's just, it's not a, like just a life we live, but truly an adventure and a wonderful journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone can have that.
Yeah. Well, tell Russ for me, knowing you as well as I do now, that he might want to wear a helmet on this particular adventure with you. I want to thank you, Sue. I could talk with you forever. We'll probably chat later on. But I really want to thank you for being on the show today. I enjoy speaking with you so much. I am amazed at the work that you do and the people that you inspire. You're a really good person. And it's
thank
wonderful
you.
To include you in my life now, too. You know, you hold on to people like that, and you don't let go. So thank you again,
thank
you. Sue. Everyone, please tune in. Sue, ask Sue London, and make sure that you pick up her book. Absolutely fantastic. And for the kids, too, Rocky's trip to the hospital is super duper. Please, everyone, tune in next Thursday, May 17th. Our special guest will be local author Jerry Vanier, who will share with us his personal 15-year journey from the recovery of alcoholism and bipolar affliction to discovering what life is really all about, learning to be happy. Jerry will be at Chapters in the Oshawa Mall this Saturday, May the 12th, so if you get a chance, drop in and say hi. Join Jerry and I next week on Get Focused Radio and let us inspire you to refocus when life gets in the way. Details can be found on my website at www.getfocusedradio.com or email me at communicate@hotmail.com. And as a final reminder, please join me on Facebook and tweet me on Twitter. I love to be tweeted. I'd like to bring our show to a close for this week on behalf of my guest, Sue London, and myself, Kate Hennessy. We wish you a great week full of smiles and warm thoughts. See you next week, everybody. Take care. Bye.